When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade your sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love our sheets, and right now, you can feel the difference with our best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com, that's B-O-L-L and branch.com, to shop our best offers today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We are so excited to welcome our friend John Kincaid for so many reasons. He's getting set for his morning show on 97.5 The Fanatic at the game with his amazing daughter on Sunday. So forget the game for a second. What was it like to be back in a stadium, John?
First time I got to be in a crowd of people since March. So it was really amazing to be able to be out there and to keep a dad-daughter Eagles game tradition alive with my 19-year-old junior in college who still was willing to hold my hand as we walked through the different tailgates. Made my day. It was wonderful. The game didn't make my day, but the event made my day. And great to be with you, Amy. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled. I've talked about you. I've talked to you. I prayed for you. I prayed with you.
Sure. I know that. Yeah, I felt them.
Thank you. What has this last couple of weeks been like for you, knowing that, in fact, you did kick cancer's ass again?
Well, it was. It's honestly been a little overwhelming for somebody who, you know, could talk a cat off a fish truck. I get emotional, very emotional things. The Sixers had me out to ring the bell before a game. The Flyers had me as one of their honorees on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. It's been a little much for me as far as emotionally, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there and getting back to it. My energy level is just what I got to battle. I mean, I still get up in the morning, I do my show, and I come in the afternoon, and right after like Young and the Restless, I need a little nap. So, you know, just get a little bit of a break. And, but everything's going well. And, they tell me that I'm doing great. So That's all that matters, and it'll be the most wonderful holiday season ever.
Yes.
And for you, too.
Yes.
The most wonderful holiday season ever.
10 days.
Yes. Oh, geez. I'll tell you this. You're no bridezilla, I hope.
No.
Please. That's good.
You know me better than that.
I do. Absolutely.
John Kincaid is with us from Philadelphia, now cancer-free, and as he points out, just recovering from all that his body went through. But, man, that's a good problem to have. You wouldn't trade that problem for any other, would you?
No. Except the fact that my doctor, John Sprandio Jr., told me that I would, my oncologist told me that I would lose 15 to 20 pounds doing chemo, and I set the record for him in his practice. I put on 22.
What? How is that possible?
I didn't vomit. Not once.
Good.
He's like, you don't vomit. You don't like it. And I didn't. But it was the sedentary nature of it all too. But all the steroids that I had to take, I had to take a bag of liquid steroids that they literally would give me. They didn't just give me a little shot. They gave me a full bag to try to keep my energy up and everything. And all the water weight, but it's coming off. It's coming off pretty quickly, which I'm very pleased with. So it's coming off already in just like 2 weeks. It's been declining big time. So it's great.
Again, all a great problem to have.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. So what did you see then? What happened against the Niners last weekend, besides the fact that they got run?
Well, I'm glad the Niners won their regular season Super Bowl, because it's like when the Eagles beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead. And I said it before the game, so I'm not being contradictory. I said it before my own team's game. This doesn't do anything to make up for what happened last February. You don't win a regular season game and be like, we got revenge. We did it. Oh, crap. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a joke. And I said it. I said it's a great win for the Eagles to win at Arrowhead. But don't spin it like it's a revenge for the Super Bowl. We didn't get to have a parade because of a regular season win. San Francisco, I know Kyle Shanahan well. I think he's the most brilliant play caller and designer in the NFL. I think he's really, really good in that. I also know he has a great history of gagging, much like the Dallas Cowboys who the Eagles play this week. So we'll see how everything plays out. But, boy, they celebrated. They celebrated. So good for San Francisco. I mean, you know, it's good for them.
I'm so glad to hear that chemo only stole your hair for a time and not your sense of humor.
Oh, no, I can't. I mean, it's look, it was a whooping on Sunday. And the big thing was that the only thing that disturbed me about it, because I don't care about, they lose a game and they still have the best record in the NFL. And they also have the best record against winning teams in the NFL. So anybody saying like, oh boy, is this Eagles team for real? Well, nobody else could be for real if they aren't. but what I will say is that to me is that the physical beatdown, the 49ers beat them and took their lunch money. And that surprised me. That's the only part of it that really bothers me, is that part of it, is that it was a physical beatdown. And Deebo Samuel, man, woof, man, he was difficult to corral, as we heard in the first highlight coming in from the break.
Well, so Dallas is now waiting in a place where they've won 14 consecutive games. They do appear to play a lot better when they're at home.
Yeah, they do.
Last game was really tight. There were a couple of plays that could have gone the other way. What's in store on Sunday night?
Well, I'm looking at a back-and-forth battle because I think both teams' defenses are deficient. Like, if the Eagles were to win a Super Bowl this year, the only way they're going to do it is outscoring people because their defense has been deficient. And I think Dallas' defense is the same way. I mean, Dallas, when they play anybody that's good, they're going to give up on average around 30-something points, maybe 35. And so this game is going to be – I think it's going to be a shootout, and I think it's going to be wild. The Eagles rarely sweep Dallas, which concerns me a little bit as far as going into the matchup. But there's got to be a pride check after what happened on Sunday. I expect to see the Eagles have a really, really strong offensive effort. Defensively, though, I question this team big time. I really do. And they don't have the same defensive team they had last year. And Slay and Bradbury played so great last year, and they haven't played that way this year. So I have a lot of questions, not doubts, but questions. Because, again, even if Dallas ties the Eagles this weekend, they're going to need the Eagles to lose one more game, and then they have to go 4-0. And Dallas going to the Bills, going to the Dolphins, playing the Lions. I'm not worried about Dallas coughing up one game because the calendar's turned to December. And we know what happens to Dallas in December, much like Cinderella in that carriage of hers. Very similar. It turns into a pumpkin. And I'm not talking about Mike McCarthy.
Okay, the man just had an emergency surgery yesterday. Show him a little grace.
I didn't even know that. What did he have emergency surgery for?
An appendectomy?
Oh, really? I had my port taken out yesterday, so we were both in a procedure. Good. I hope he's okay.
John, yeah. You never change. Okay, I got about 90 seconds here. What's your reaction to Juan Soto heading to the Yankees?
Well, the Yankees will continue to try to buy something, and it hasn't worked for a long, long time. And I would wonder, and one of my co-hosts was saying this morning, I wonder why two organizations couldn't wait to get rid of this guy. And to me, I just wonder if there's something about him that organizations are like, no, we good. We'll let him go. So I question that with Juan Soto. He's a tremendous talent, but I don't think it's going to win the Yankees a World Series. Let's put it that way.
Just out of curiosity, do you think that the Phillies ascribe to that theory of potentially trying to buy a World Series?
Well, it depends on who, what they're doing. I mean, they're trying to, I absolutely am. I'm against that, by the way. I don't like the go buy a new piece. I'm more into the young players. Thankfully, they have a lot of young players on the horizon. And they have a lot of young players like Stott and Boehm and Marsh that have, you know, part of the organization that are, you know, managed to help, you know, be a part of the thing. So I think you have to have a good mix. But I'm not into the going and buying something. I don't think that it works that way.
No, nothing that really matters in life can be purchased. At least that's
No, I wouldn't think so.
All right.
I wouldn't think so. Have a blessed weekend next weekend, and I'll be thinking and praying for you.
I appreciate that.
Thanks to all your listeners, and love everybody at CBS Sports Radio. Miss you guys.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade your sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love our sheets, and right now, you can feel the difference with our best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com, that's B-O-L-L and branch.com, to shop our best offers today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Snoop Dogg. And I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.